Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, November 18th. State public health officials today confirmed 1,226 new cases of coronavirus with a positive test rate of 17%. According to the State Department of Health and Environmental Control, 30 of South Carolina's 42 counties are reporting high rates of disease transmission. Public health officials are tempering expectations about when a coronavirus vaccine will be available in the state after two pharmaceutical companies announced promising trial results. DHEC officials say even if Pfizer or Moderna seeks authorization from the Food and Drug Administration, it could still take weeks to get the okay. Assistant State Epidemiologist Dr. Jane Kelly.
The FDA mechanism for reviewing all the documents, there's going to be hundreds of pages of documents to review from preclinical studies, the animal studies through phase 1, 2, and 3 human studies, a lot of efficacy and safety data to be reviewed.
Under the state's vaccine distribution plan, frontline medical workers, nursing home residents, and critical infrastructure employees will be the first to get vaccine doses when they become available. The coronavirus pandemic has taken a toll on schools. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this report on the Lancaster School District, which is growing increasingly desperate for staff.
110 faculty and staff employees in the district are currently in quarantine for the coronavirus. The most affected schools are the Irwin and Clinton Elementary Schools and Rucker Middle School. And according to the district, Clinton and Rucker have moved to fully online learning until December.
Our plan right now is to bring back our elementary students on Monday, December the 7th, Monday through Thursday, with a flex day on Friday.
That's Lancaster Superintendent Jonathan Phipps speaking to parents on a YouTube video he posted Tuesday night. Phipps also said the district is following DHEC guidelines to provide face shields in school and is working to get plastic dividers into the classroom. Lancaster has been plagued with COVID-related staffing problems since the beginning of the school year. WCNC-TV reported that nearly 500 employees have had to quarantine since September. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
In other news, the Piedmont School District has passed out more than a million meals to students since the pandemic began. Student Nutrition Director of Lawrence County School District 55, Wanda Knight, tells local media the district normally serves 1.5 million meals in a 12-month period. Superintendent Dr. Amika Thomas said being able to continue this service throughout the pandemic has been essential to the community. Frost and freeze alerts have been issued for the PD tonight, but meteorologist Megan Borowski says that sub-freezing temperatures likely won't be confined to just the northeastern corner of our state.
So strong high pressure to our north will continue to funnel cold and dry air across our state today, not just in the PD region. Overnight, I'm expecting clear skies and calm winds, and that should allow temperatures to fall significantly. Lows in the low 30s, likely along and east of I-95, also toward the upstate. And in the Midlands, I can't rule out lows in the 20s.
Megan reminds folks to cover or bring in sensitive plants as the sub-freezing temperatures could damage or kill them. She says a warming trend will begin tomorrow, lasting through the weekend. And South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn will continue with his leadership role in the United States House of Representatives. The House Democratic Caucus today reelected Clyburn to serve as the majority whip, making him the third highest-ranking Democrat. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.